Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At noon. Right now, though, it's time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Danny, how was the birthday?
That's what I was going to talk about. It's I don't know when it fully transitions into just another day where now you're older. I'm trying to think of the actual birthday.
That's a great question.
You know what I mean? Like, because I will tell you this. We've talked about this before on the program. My 30th birthday, I was depressed. I was in a terrible, rotten mood for weeks before and weeks after. I was a saltine cracker. I was so upset and terrible to be around, more so than normal, I'd add. It was depressing to me to turn 30. For some reason, I don't know why. I don't think I'll be near as bothered by 40 because, you know, I'm old. There's nothing else to look forward to. But as a 30, for whatever reason, that's 8 years ago now, by the way, turning 30 just had me so miserable because of all these things I'd set out to do in my life, that 30-year-old year was like kind of that milestone where I'd accomplished basically none of them. None of the things that I'd committed 20 years to doing, like trying to be a professional baseball player and being involved in sports and kind of whatever else. And I wasn't. Hadn't gone that far as a comic.
I feel like I need to sit you down on the couch
right now.
No, I'm
just telling you what happened.
This is getting real.
This is 8 years ago. So I'm going through this and I'm like, what? Nothing has happened the way I'd planned it out. I'm now like, there's no frivolity left. If you're in your 20s, it's like, he's in his 20s,
were
man.
Were you married?
About to be married. So I was engaged. But it was the like, if you're too drunk at a party, it's, he's in his 20s, man. It's fine. He's hanging out. Now you're in your 30s. You're like, grow up. Grow up, loser. You know what I mean? There was no more joy left. It was all like, be an adult, please. Do what you're supposed to do at all times. Nobody excuses it because you're the kid. You're not a kid. There's nothing juvenile about you when you turn 30. I was depressed, man. At 38 yesterday, just nothing happened. I just had a nice, normal day. The wife surprised me with a nice filet wrapped in bacon for dinner. That was unexpected. It was very great. Had a nice time. But went to bed a little early. You know what I mean?
Did you play video games?
No, I didn't even do that. Didn't even really get a chance to do it. We watched a movie.
What'd you watch?
I can't remember. Oh, not kidding. We watched a movie.
Sounds like a great movie.
No, you know what it was? It was the latest James Bond. It was Spectre. It was 2.5 hours. It was way too long. Completely forgettable. It was fine. We watched it on Amazon Prime.
I think you stop having birthdays that are exciting slash fun when you're no longer a kid, when most things stop being fun. So the question then becomes, when are you not a kid? I want to say it's when you are no longer essentially like cared for by your parents. So if your parents are still essentially responsible for you, like they're going to make your birthday special, or someone in your life will, ideally. That's at least my my example is like my mom is still MVP of all holidays. And so our birthday, she gets his presents and comes and meets us and goes to dinner or whatever. But you're at work all day. Normally, as a kid, it's a special day because it's made special by your parents. When you don't have parents to do that, it's just another day. There's nothing particularly fun or interesting.
It wasn't like I'm some sort of like returning, you know, from the front lines. I'm not like some sultan that just gets what he wants. I started like give my kid a bath. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing glamorous about my life yesterday. It was just a normal run of the mill day for your boy, which is fine. I don't need anything special anymore. I no longer need it. Duke says this in one of his 38 promos that air on the station. We're talking about difference between men and women in terms of gifts. It's really true. I don't really want or need anything. You know, I like. Needed some new socks, so like got them. You know what I mean? Like, but I bought them myself. If my wife gives me something, it's like it's our collective money. There's no excitement with that. I don't need there to be.
Well, happy birthday,
Ailey. Thank you.
It is time for my double play. Danny, as I told you a couple of days ago, I've been trying to get a little bit more active without going to the gym. I'm trying to replace what should be gym time with just playing games that I like to play and going out shooting basketball,
something like that.
The other day I got four people together. So there's five of us total.
Party of five.
We went out to a high school football field and we just did football drills basically. We ran 2-on-2, like running routes, catching passes, D-ing each other up.
Was there a permanent quarterback? Did you rotate?
No, you rotate.
Mm-hmm.
So you got an actual turf field that they play high school games on. So it was a great setting in terms of knowing, hey, okay, it's 2nd and 10. We got to get to the 33. So you're running exact routes. We're running stick routes. We're
Do you run a yard out. Short like Ryan Grant does and
no,
then
I
try get praised for
sticks.
Route running? Yeah,
I try to get right to the marker, as you know about me. I bring this up to tell you that the most fun thing we did was we kicked field goals. Your boy was true twice in a row from 20 yards out.
Yeah.
So that is from the spot of the 10-yard line. 20-yard field goal. First one was very low rocket that was right over the crossbar. The second one would have been good from 25. Split the uprights, just looked silly.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have the leg from 30. And I knew I wasn't going to. I've never really been able to kick field goals effectively from beyond, like, extra point range.
What kind of shoes are you wearing, if you mind my asking?
I was wearing these guys, tennis
just
shoes.
Tennis shoes?
Yeah.
That, you wouldn't believe how much it helps if you have, like, a soccer cleat or something to give you traction on your off leg. I promise you. If you, I don't know if you want to go out
yeah,
and buy
sure.
soccer shoes just for this purpose, but you should.
I'm sure that would help.
Just feel it.
The other problem was lack of leg strength, lack of being able to kick.
Issue, yep.
Other, you know, skills I don't have that
mm-hmm,
kickers have.
Mm-hmm.
But I got close. I kicked two from 30. The first one was, well, terrible. I mean, just shanked and awful, trying to really gas up for it.
You swished it?
The second one, I had the leg, and it was wide left. So I'm sure I could make it if I had 4 or 5 opportunities. We actually had a couple of the guys try, who both drilled 30 and then 35 from 40, which is the distance where you said you'd make 19 of 20.
Mm-hmm.
And even one of them, who's a really good soccer player, outstanding kicking potential based on what you would have watched and seen if you were at the field.
Right.
Had the distance twice, but missed just wide from 40 a couple times. You saying you would make 19 of 20 40-yard field goals is still the most insane thing that's ever been said on the show.
Did you guys try to do kick returns where you would get back to the 16 against pro players?
We did not.
The other thing I would offer is that pro kickers should make every kick inside from 40 yards and in. And that was the whole point of the exercise.
But do you still think you'd make 19 of 20 from 40?
I don't know.
If
regular Rubes can almost make it, who are just, you know, barely at more athletic than the population, can just routinely almost kick 40-yarders, there's no excuse, and it will drive me crazy forever if when pro kickers miss a 40-yard field goal by
an
outrageous
But how many do you think you'd make out of 20 sitting here today? Do you still say 19?
Probably less than that because I'm in bad
we're
shape.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I think we're always been in the right place.
No, kicking you've is, always been in the place where you said you'd make 19 out of 20.
Kicking is easy from 40 yards and in. They should always be made.
Agreed.
Exceptional things happen where like a Red Bryant from the Seattle Seahawks gets to block 1/3 of the kicks that are made against him by the Redskins. So unless something exceptional happens where a guy penetrates the line of scrimmage or they do the jump over move when he makes contact with him, he'll call it. Please just make the kick.
How many of 20 would you make from 40 yards?
I don't really know.
Take a guess.
19.
I'm
I don't know.
So sure.
Would you do that 18? With a defense coming at you?
No, because I'm just a regular guy. The whole point of this exercise was that kicking is way easier. Everyone makes it this big, complicated
thing.
You
might be able to make 5.
I don't know. Maybe more, maybe less.
Well, he'll have his soccer cleats
on. I like
on,
that we're
so
now
we'll
at a point
more.
Where maybe more, maybe less, where definitively he said 19 out of 20. And if not for his wife stepping in, he was willing to bet several hundred dollars on it.
The thing I don't get is Danny is in way better shape now thanks to EMP 180.
Yeah,
he's less confident than he used to be.
Yeah, you guys are missing this. I said that before I blew up my hamstring just playing casual pickup basketball. I am an old
BIT, good
you know
shape.
What. No. Less fat is very different than good shape. I am gassed when I walk up 3 flights of stairs
from
the parking garage downstairs.
Legal training worked.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because you used to say that word. You used to call yourself an old that word a lot.
I used to say it all the time.
Yeah, you don't say it anymore.
Scared right out of me. Scared straight. That's what legal training was. You may as well have brought 7 felons in front of there to talk about like what life is like with my hand in your hip pocket.
Chris,
I don't do that anymore.
Russell joins us at 1. It's Grant Paulson, Danny Forbath, the Beltway Blitz next on The Fan.
You know what's easy? Getting yourself a new car. It's almost as easy as kicking field goals routinely in the National Football League. They should never, ever be missed. Never draft a kicker in the second round. Or if you're part of the Scherzer Showdown, in September, don't be Carl Alsner and draft a kicker in the 6th round. These are mistakes that people make. Kicking is simple. Here's what else is simple. Get a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV from my guys at Ted Britt Ford. Go see them. Fairfax or Chantilly. They won't move the uprights on you. No, no, sir. They are stationary. They're right there. And it's easy to kick field goals. It's also easy to get yourself 0% financing for 72 months on a Fusion, an Escape, an Edge, an Explorer. These are all great rides, people. Plus $1,000 trade assistance. You get 0% financing for 72 months on those cars. That is a spectacular deal. Here's something else that's easy. You don't have to do anything special, like make a 50 or 60-yard field goal. This is simple. 125% Kelley Blue Book value in your trade-in. So you get more than you probably deserve, to be frank. You roll in there, even if you missed a bunch of field goals this past weekend and got cut by Tampa Bay. You still get the great deal. You also get Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage, people. That's new, pre-owned vehicles. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get it. Powertrain, that's the big stuff. Little stuff like battery replacement, state inspection, windshield replacement. They'll fix it for you. These guys are the best. Go see them and tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.